Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Leftists would love to rewrite history as it pertains to Joe Biden, to forget what he's ever said, what he's ever done. I mean, this is a guy that lies about his grades, he lies about his fitness, he lies about his cognitive abilities, he's lied about his marriage, he's lied about the money that he makes, he's lied about everything. Unbelievable what's going on with Joe Biden. And the Democrats want to cover for him. Look, here's what Joe Biden said with his own mouth.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president. I have released all of my tax returns. 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return. What are you hiding?
That second part of the clip, nobody's really talked about. That Joe Biden says, I've released all my tax returns. Have you, Joe? Maybe that's the piece we need to start focusing on because, as I tell you, Joe Biden lies about everything. He wanted to point the finger at Trump. He's got a bank account in China. Look, I've covered that. When I did business in Mexico, you want to know where I had a bank account? Well, it wasn't Guatemala. Even though I do love the midgets there. No, it was Mexico. When I lived in China, you have a bank account in China? Yes, you do. It's easier to do business when you have a bank account in the country where you're doing business or even trying to do business. Biden made it sound like, oh, it's a criminal activity. How many corporations have bank accounts? Let me tell you this. I've dealt with multinationals. They have bank accounts in every country they deal in. He makes it sound like it was a criminal activity. But the criminal activity is I've released all of my taxes. Have you, Joe? But look, here's what's interesting. He says, and we don't have the clip where he says he didn't do any business, hasn't spoken to his son. But you know, you've heard it. It's been out there quite a bit. But now Democrats want to rewrite that. We touched on it earlier in another broadcast. They want to rewrite that. Oh, that was insane. He didn't mean it that way. It wasn't really meant. I mean, of course he did talk to his son. Now keep in mind, I've been saying this for months. I've been saying, this is when Joe Biden says, I've never talked to my son about business. He was adamant, asked multiple times. And now, here's what Dan Goldman had to say.
Doesn't it contradict the president's statement saying that he never talked to any of Hunter Biden business associates? Clearly, he talked, whether it's not the weather or whatever, but he said specifically that he's never talked to them. Doesn't this contradict him?
I don't know what his comment is, and if we're going to... Well, I don't think that's what he said.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
Now, I want you to understand, Dan Goldman's not exactly sure what Biden said, but he didn't say that. He didn't say what we know Biden to have said. No, couldn't have been that. Hey, why are you not believing, are you believing your lying ears? Not only has Biden said it once, he said it multiple times. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas dealings. He even implies he's so squeaky clean, he's never been involved with him. Even when there are pictures of Joe Biden having dinner, standing with these people, Joe Biden denied it. I just want you to understand how egregious their lies are. We're going to play the rest of this Dan Goldman clip as he tries to explain Joe Biden to us. That you don't know what he said. And even though Dan Goldman admits, I don't know what he said either, here's what he said.
He never said that he has never spoken to anyone. He said that he had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings.
Have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
On your son, Hunter Biden, President Trump says Sleepy Joe has real problems. Reminds me of Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 deleted emails. A lot of the Ukraine charges about you have been debunked and were unfair. There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on his face that was wrong. There's nothing on his face that was wrong.
Unless there was something on its face that was wrong. Like everywhere you go, Hunter manages to strike up some business. For the record, that Russian oligarch's wife, they got taken off the crap list so she could move about the world. That's another one that's out there looming. Let's go back to Dan Goldman, who now wants us to believe that it wasn't Joe Biden saying that he never talked to his son. Of course he did. He could have the weather. He talked to these people, but he didn't have anything to do with them. He wasn't in business with them. And it's a preposterous premise. He says that he never spoke to his son about it, which was exactly why I said it didn't pass the smell test originally. But here's Dan Goldman in his own words.
He never said that he has never spoken to anyone. He said that he had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings. If he says hello to someone that he sees his son with, is he supposed to say, hi, son? Oh, no, I'm not going to say hello to the other people at the table or the other people on the phone. It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son is at dinner with. And that is literally all the evidence is.
No, literally, that is not all the evidence is. What about those tax records? Joe Biden's very proud that he paid his taxes. What about those tax records? Can we see the tax records on all the shell companies that the Bidens have done business with? How about that? Wouldn't that satisfy everybody if we could look at everybody who paid everybody, the bank records, etc.? Because I'm pretty sure that's what Comer and his team are looking at. They want to change the narrative. Don't let them move that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Biden did an interview recently. I don't know what show it was. But for the record, they're trying to clean up his image. I don't know if you've seen this. They're photoshopping all his photos and make him look younger. They're cleaning up his image. Of course, he made up with his seventh grandchild that he now fully accepts. And they want him to appear like he's just good old Joe. Old Joe. How could good old Joe, you know, everybody's Uncle Joe, Grandpa Joe, have cheated on his taxes and put America at risk and have us in war? I mean, your grandpa wouldn't do that, would he? So they're trying to clean up his image. And so Joe Biden's going on these softball interviews with people that are going to ask him not anything tough. They'll ask him things to make him sympathetic, and we'll get to that in just a bit. But in one of his interviews, Joe Biden, being Joe Biden, couldn't help but lie yet again. And what's he lying about? Joe Biden's lying about an Amtrak incident that he says occurred that everybody goes, it didn't occur. They've already debunked the lie, and Joe Biden forgets, but he continues to tell the lie. And here it is.
I got to know all the conductors so well, I became friends. And one day, as vice president, I was going home on the train, which the Secret Service doesn't like because there's so many opportunities to interrupt the train. And this particular, I'm not going to embarrass him and say his name, kept me grabbing my cheek. He said, "Joey, baby!" I thought they were going to shoot him. And I said, no, he's ready. He said, "I just read in the paper, you traveled 1,100,000 miles on Air Force planes." So you got to list how many miles you're traveling. And he said, "Big deal." He said, "Joey, we had a retirement dinner." He said, "You know what? You figured out. You know how many miles you travel on Amtrak?" I said, "No." He said, 1,200,000 miles, 119 days a year, 300 days, 300 miles round trip, 36 years plus five. I'm going, "Oh, my point was, I was on the train a lot."
Now, they've already proven this guy was, the guy who he's mentioning was dead. Joe Biden didn't even hit the million mark until whatever length of time. I mean, many, many aspects of that story are just blatant lies. Joe can't tell a story without lying. And you kind of know these people, right? The people that start, you tell a story that's really truth, that's a harrowing story because you, almost got bit by a crocodile and they got it on video. And then somebody else wrestled the crocodile and killed it and pulled a baby out of its belly. You know what I mean? There's always that dude. Joe Biden. Hairy leg Joe Biden. I want to go back through and remind people of some of the things that Joe Biden has said that are just absolute lies. And then we're going to go into this cover-up, what they're currently doing, what the new narrative needs to be for Joe Biden to make these lefties feel good about themselves. Because how are you going to feel good about it? I want you to understand, you've got a guy who's so crooked, you have to face the music, and you don't want to face it, so you will use any excuse. Oh, he didn't really say what he said. I mean, because that's what Dan Goldman said. We played in the first segment. He didn't say, Joe Biden said that, "I never spoke to my son about his overseas dealings. Never. And I'm not, I haven't done anything with my son with his overseas dealings." And Dan Goldman goes, he's not saying that. He's saying he wasn't in business with him. No, I know the English language. That's not what he said. And by the way, he didn't say it once to Ducey. He said it multiple times. "I've never done business. I've spoken to my son about his business dealings." And the reason why I know it is because I've talked about it on this show ad nauseum. And you know what I said? Sure you do, because you're good listeners. Just like, who's my new Sally? Or is it Sally? Anyway, but many of you. You understand when I said there's no way a father doesn't listen to his son about his business. You're excited about your son's business. What are you going to be doing, son? Please tell me. How can I help? Can me and your mother help you? Should we help you finance it? And if you're a crackhead, I'm really going to question you. See, it would be one thing if your son was the good son, because a good boy died with the Bidens. That's a Johnny Cash reference. Anyway, if your son is a crackhead, you're not only going to ask, you're going to want to be involved. You're going to say, "Look, I want to make sure that I don't know if you, in the clip Joe Biden says, "It was nothing it was nothing untoward. Why would I want to follow up? I mean, I trust my son." So you trusted your son, the guy who has got a coke problem, doesn't finish rehab, messes around with his brother's wife, has a baby out of wedlock, leaves his laptop at a repair shop with all kinds of stuff on it, bums money out of your bank account so he can play Russian mobsters for prostitutes. I mean, really, I see, Joe, why you wouldn't want to be circumspect and say, "You know what, I'll keep my eye on this particular son. No, I trusted him." Do you believe that? Because I don't. Joe Biden is a liar, a pathological liar. Here's some of the clips of Joe Biden lying.
"And Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he's up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, 'Hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off.' Well, he came off, and he said, 'I'll meet you outside.'"
Examining a lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president, he lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
In the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement, and more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story.
The new questions stem from taped remarks of Biden during an April campaign appearance in New Hampshire.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class that have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
He comes off as a flyweight. So true. Joe Biden, look, the pathology of Joe Biden is he knows he's not good enough. He knows it. He's got to embellish everything because he's not good enough. People won't accept him if they know just who he is. I'm not saying that they will or they won't. I'm saying this is what he thinks. They won't accept him. So make it bigger than life. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to play more about how they're trying to protect old Crazy Joe.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says it's a sad day for America. He made those comments yesterday after pleading not guilty to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Job numbers from July come out this morning. Analysts expect them to show 200,000 non-farm positions added. Tennessee State Representatives Justin Jones and Justin Pearson are back in office after a special election. The Republican-dominated State House expelled the two Democrats back in April after they took part in a protest on the House floor in favor of stronger gun laws. Lottery players hoping that luck is on their side as they try to win the fourth largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. Tonight's drawing, approximately $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Why does Joe Biden make so much stuff up? There's much talk online about whether Joe Biden is in cognitive decline, whether he has dementia, why he's so incoherent. But today, forget the weird stuff that Biden says that doesn't make any sense.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
Forget all of that, though, and focus on his falsehoods. The fact that he just makes stuff up, that he does seem to be a fabulist. Here are just five examples. Number one, his arrest in apartheid South Africa. The former vice president said three times during the month of February alone that he got arrested trying to see Nelson Mandela in prison.
I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island.
Except it's a lie. Biden himself was forced to fess up on CNN.
When I said arrested, I meant I was not able to move. Cops, upper counters, would not let me go with them, made me stay where I was. I guess I wasn't arrested, I was stopped.
To be clear, he didn't misspeak, he didn't misremember, it wasn't a gaffe, it was a lie, and a really bad one. Because he even claimed at one point that Mandela later thanked him for getting arrested. Number two, there's the silver star that never was. Over the years, Biden has told a moving but false war story in speeches and at rallies. He did it in New Hampshire last August.
This guy climbed down a ravine, carried this guy up on his back under fire, and the general wanted me to pin the silver star on him. I got up there, and again, this is God's truth, my word is a Biden. He stood at his attention. I went to pin him. I said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died. He died.
He didn't pin the medal on the guy, who wasn't a Navy captain. He just made it up. And Biden has told this story time and again over the years, changing the details in it ever so slightly on each occasion. So sorry, it's not a gaffe. It's pure misrepresentation. Then there's Iraq, where the former vice president said he only voted for the war because the Bush administration tricked him.
I made a mistake. I said it 14 years ago. I trusted George Bush to keep his word. He said he was not going to go into Iraq.
Except Biden was calling for war with Saddam Hussein in 1998.
The only way we're going to get rid of Saddam Hussein, and it's going to require guys like you in uniform to be back on foot in the desert taking Saddam down.
He also says now that he opposed the Iraq war as soon as it started.
From the moment shock and awe started, from that moment, I was opposed to the effort and I was outspoken.
A complete fabrication. Here he is several months after the invasion began, praising both the war and George Bush.
Some of my own party have said that it was a mistake to go to Iraq in the first place.
But the cost of not acting against Saddam, I think, would have been much greater. The President of the United States is a bold leader, and he is popular.
Again, Biden just makes stuff up. He makes demonstrably false claims without an iota of shame. Number four, there's Biden's role in the civil rights movement, which is pretty easy to summarize. He didn't have one.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes. We changed attitudes.
When I was about the age of the guy standing over there, I got involved in the civil rights movement.
He knows it's untrue. Don't take my word for it. Take his.
I was not an activist. I was not out marching. I was not down in Selma. I was not anywhere else.
Imagine as a white guy lying about your role in the civil rights struggle. Finally, you all know that Biden had to quit his 1988 campaign after he was caught plagiarizing parts of his stump speech. But Biden also lied about his grades.
I think I probably have a much higher IQ than you do, I suspect. The first year in law school, I decided I didn't want to be in law school and ended up in the bottom two-thirds of my class, and then decided I wanted to stay, went back to law school, and in fact ended up in the top half of my class.
In fact, he graduated 76th in a law school class of 85 students.
Given that as the backdrop, what do you trust? What should you trust Biden in? Folks, this isn't lying when you're a teenager or whatever because you're embarrassed about something, and I'm not forgiving myself for being that guy. And I openly admit I was that guy because I didn't like my dad, you know, didn't like the situation I was in. And I had no reason to. Well, who was I needing to impress? Most of my friends were just, you know, middle-income kids that, you know, ain't have a care in the world. I didn't know that. But, you know, I look at it from my perspective and say, I was a kid. So, as a kid doing that, it's one thing. But as an adult, I'm talking about years, decades, Joe Biden lying. Every time he goes on the campaign trail, it's a new set of lies. Every single time. And so, what are they doing now? Rebuilding the new Joe. They're making him younger, stronger, faster, smarter. All of it. And what? Lie free? They're redoing everything. Here's a guy. His name is Lee Meyer. He's talking about Joe Biden. And hey, this is how things could have gotten misconstrued. You got to remember, he didn't remember everything because he had a lot of trauma going on in his life during that time. Here's what he says.
Guys have been remarkably candid about saying, and we don't have it yet. And even House Speaker McCarthy last week sort of pushed back against this impeachment inquiry momentum because he was like, look, we don't have evidence to go that far. And as far as Hunter Biden goes, there's no doubt. I mean, it's pretty clear, even those close to the Biden family suggest that some of his behavior is pretty unseemly. That doesn't make it illegal. And it also means we don't know the role that then Vice President Biden may have played. And it seems like, no, they haven't proven that he had anything to do with it. They haven't proven that he profited from this at all. Yeah, maybe he is guilty of turning a blind eye to some of his son's behavior. And we should put this in context. This is a time when Beau Biden, the president's other son, was ill and then dying and then passed away. So perhaps he was not as attentive to what he should have been here. But again, there has simply been no evidence, Gene Robinson, no evidence at all that he was profiting from this or that either of them committed a crime when it came to this. And we hear here from Comer and other Republicans, it's wishful thinking. They're trying to create a scandal when there's no evidence that they have one.
Congressman, this is incredible. You just said that you identified 20-plus shell companies. So what were they doing? Creating shell companies, LLCs, for foreign nationals to send money to, and then they got that money and distributed to Biden families to make it confusing, hard to follow?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Maria. And you know, there's a term for that. It's called racketeering. When you create companies for the sole purpose to hide money, to try to use it in a laundering scheme. So the banks knew that this smelled of money laundering. I don't think all the banks knew about how many different LLCs the Bidens had created. So I made some pretty serious accusations yesterday at a nationally televised press conference, but I haven't heard one thing the White House has said to dispel anything that I said, other than they say, well, it's conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories, we showed bank statements. This is something that the press isn't used to, especially since Adam Schiff was leading investigations when the Democrats were in control. We actually have a thing called evidence now, and the evidence was in the form of bank statements.
It's almost laughable to hear Democrats talk about evidence when you think about what they did to prosecute Trump with no evidence. Zero. They literally were trying to make it up. When I tell you they were trying, I mean they were paying companies to say stuff, paying operatives to say things. The same thing they're doing right now. But when it comes to the Bidens, what evidence could you possibly have? Oh, I don't know. Bank records. I don't know. Whistleblowers. I don't know. Tax returns. I don't know. SARS reports. I don't know. Maybe an FBI investigation where they actually go in and talk to people. There, as I said earlier, there is more of a rabbit trail with the Bidens than in anything I've ever seen in political history. And the Democrats play dumb. And it tells you all you need to know. These people are scared. And look, I stand by my statement. Joe Biden's going down. You want to know what the orchestration is right now? How do you take him down without tearing down the whole house? Here's something you should pay attention to. Kamala Harris. They're starting to beef her up. Don't believe me. I've seen one article and kind of a partial. Watch what happens over the next few weeks as they start. And I mentioned this before. I said they're going to give Kamala Harris some gravitas. They're going to make it sound like, you know, oh, I mean, she's more than capable of stepping in if needed. And she will do the right thing. They will go away from this buffoonery because she is a buffoon. And they're suddenly going to make it appear, though, she's ready for this. Now, what has she done to get ready? Absolutely nothing. But they're going to make it sound like, oh, no, no, no. She's imminently poised and ready to go. Kamala Harris. Ooh, oh, you don't want to know. You just watch and see. Because she's got to step in and do her job. And her job is going to be what I told you guys before. She's got to clean up the Biden mess, the DOJ, the DNC, the media, and all of them, and she's going to issue blanket pardons, and the names are going to blow you away. You're going to go, you've got to be kidding. It's going to be a litany of FBI, CIA, NSA, Zuckerberg, and the Google people, and all this stuff. They will be immune from prosecution on any of this stuff. That's her job.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every time I think of polling, I think about the Alan Turing and the solving of the Enigma machine of the Nazis. When Alan Turing and his team broke the code, they couldn't let everybody know that they broke the code. So it was really misinformation. And what I've learned about polling is nothing but misinformation. It's one group saying, let's pretend that we're winning when we're not. Another group says, let's pretend that we're losing, even though we know our internal polls show we're winning. And it just depends on the psych job you're trying to do on the American public in terms of what gets out there.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. So I tend to rely on my own sort of gut feel. And it's based on observation, and I'm pretty sure you do the same. Now, that can be misleading. Because, you know, we often think, oh, if I like to golf, everybody's got to like to golf, you know, or if I like to swim, everybody, I mean, what would you not want to like about swimming, yeah? But people don't. So you got to be careful about that. So I like to have lots of inputs, traveling to multiple areas of the country, speaking to most people in various careers, different intersectionality, as the left likes to call it, things like that. So I can tell you this. Donald Trump is by far the most popular guy in America, unquestionably will be president if they don't cheat. Unquestionably. Same thing in 2020, but here's what I will tell you. Far better now. COVID in the background, you know, coming on the heels of the worst administration in American history, the most corrupt in American history, coming on the heels of all the various elements that lead to that corruption and the lies that were told about Trump. I mean, it's like I tell you, you go to lift a heavy box and it's light and you're like, whoa, that was a lot lighter than I thought. That's the way people are perceiving Trump. They perceive him as, oh, he's very evil. Oh, he's a terrible guy. Oh, my gosh. Maybe he's not quite as evil as I thought. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Byron, what's his face, wrote this article. York, Byron York. He says, in the past few days, we've seen a political analyst come to the momentous conclusion. Actually, two momentous conclusions. The first is that it is unlikely that anyone can catch former President Donald Trump in the race for the 2020 presidential Republican presidential nomination. The second is that it is entirely possible Trump, having won the GOP nomination, could go on to win the general election and become president again. I've been saying this. You've probably been thinking it, even though people, Kevin, I don't know. People don't like Trump. And I hear it all the time. And, you know, every time somebody tells me that, I go, well, he's not, you know, I'm here. And I go, let me tell you, everywhere I go, bar none, Trump this, in fact, we were in California, L.A., what do we see on the side of the road in two locations? A guy selling Trump, you know, screw Joe Biden, it was more colorful language, let's go Brandon, et cetera, and then pro-Trump paraphernalia. And I asked Melissa, I go, you think he's doing well? She says, I think he's doing really well. He's in the heat of the day, right by a gas station, with all of his wares, and it was pro-Trump, anti-Biden. It wasn't Biden and Trump. Like, figure it out. This is in L.A. So, when I tell you that, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I'm seeing. So, York goes on to say, the analysts include all the necessary caveats. It's early, the situation is unprecedented, anything can happen, blah, blah, blah. But still, he says, sober observers are suggesting it's all over in the GOP primaries and game on in the general election. Their case was strengthened Monday morning with the release of the New York Times poll showing Trump, quote, leading his nearest challenger, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, by a landslide, 37 percentage points. Nationally, among likely Republican electorate, primary electorate. 37 points is big, big, big. He goes on to say, other national polls have shown Trump with similar leads in the Republican race. The most recent surveys in Real Clear Politics, my buddy Tom Bevin's poll, has Trump ahead of DeSantis by going backwards in time, 36, 43, 44, 40, 32, 29, and 25. So in other words, he's increased. And now he's supposedly suddenly on decline. 40, he was at 40, 44, 43, and 36. So there, if you wanted to look at a trend, you could say, well, DeSantis is catching up. I don't see it. I don't believe that, and I don't see it. But still, if the average is 37 points, if the New York Times is reporting 37 points, it may be. Now, I go back to the touring thing. Are they trying to give us misinformation? Well, normally I would say yes. But I think, in this case, it's a warning to the Democrats that, boy, I tell you what, if you keep indicting this guy,
he's going to get stronger and stronger. I will tell you this. You take out the indictments, I don't think Trump is nearly as far ahead. He wouldn't be in the news all the time. He wouldn't be a martyr. He wouldn't represent the everyday Joe. And let me tell you, you get a guy representing everyday Joe billionaire, who, by the way, had a term as president already. And while you said it was going to be Armageddon and death and destruction, he actually did really well. You're going to have a tough time beating him. He says this. The first analysis comes from Politico with a headline. The DeSantis come from behind win is looking vanishingly unlikely. The report notes that only once has a Republican polling leader in midsummer of the year before the election gone on to lose the party's nomination. That person was Rudy Giuliani, who led the 2008 GOP race all the way through 2007 with a lead that sometimes stretched to 14 points, only to fall apart when the actual voting began in 2008. Not even close to being the same, right? Says at the same time in 2007, John McCain's campaign imploded, ran out of money, and rebooted with McCain somehow going on to win the nomination. You want to know how that somehow was? The powers that be. They didn't want Rudy. And it wouldn't have mattered. Obama was going to beat either one of them. But he goes, that's the model, pretty much the only model for a DeSantis comeback. And remember, Giuliani led the GOP race, according to Real Clear Politics average of national polls, until January of 2008. In today's terms, that would translate into Trump leading the GOP poll for five more months before fading. DeSantis, burdened by sinking polls and campaign difficulties, would then stage a McCain-style surge. It's possible. Maybe. You think that's going to happen? DeSantis, I tell you, he's an interesting guy because I've said this. He reminds me of Lech Walensky. And Kevin, how does he remind you of a Polish leader? Because Walensky was a blue-collar dude, smart guy, and he could relate sort of to the everyday guy a little bit. But in DeSantis' case, he wants to relate to the little everyday guy but cater to the elite. That's difficult to do. You know who's done it? Donald Trump. Donald Trump easily relates to the ordinary guy. And what's interesting is, how does a billionaire appear to be sort of the ordinary dude, the everyday Joe? That's what Trump's accomplished. This is years before when I would watch Trump. I said, you know, you watch Trump, you don't see him as a... I mean, don't misunderstand me. You go and he's got his jet and he's, you know, all that stuff. But when he's just out and about, he seems like an ordinary guy. He talks in ordinary language. He's relatable. And DeSantis is to some degree. A little more edgy than people want to believe, and certainly more edgy than the media wants you to believe, because as soon as if he were to get it, they would start beating him up. DeSantis is having trouble right now just getting over this race issue in Florida, and he's right on the issue. So, again, whoever wins this thing, I'm for him. But I will tell you, I am solidly in the Donald Trump camp, and I think that what Byron York is saying is, so is most of the country. And that's what scares the Democrats. He says, on the other hand, overcoming Giuliani's 14-point lead was one thing, especially after Giuliani made the disastrous mistake of de-emphasizing Iowa. And he goes on to talk about what happened there. But he says, overcoming Trump's 35-point lead in the Real Clear Politics average is quite another. No candidate has ever blown a national polling lead, even as a third as large as Trump's is today, writes Politico. A Trump collapse would be unprecedented. So too would be a DeSantis turnaround. The real misinformation campaign, folks, is that Trump can't win. Couldn't win the general. That is the biggest crock of crap you will ever hear. Not only can he win the general, if he gets in there, he will win the general. We just have to make sure they don't cheat him out of it a second time.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.